Tyene have the sharpest eyes and generally man the watchtowers. Humes patrol the outer run of fence. With guns, mind you, hard calibers. Topside, there's Prentice, the master, and Finley Otego, the security chief, Hume and Tyene, respectively. But most of the floaters are Cantoy. The low men, you understand. Most low men don't get along with the breakers. A little stiff camaraderie is the best they can do. Dinky told me once that they're jealous of us because we're what he calls finished Humes. Like the Hume guards, the Cantoy wear thinking caps when they're on duty so we can't prog them. The fact is, most breakers haven't tried to prog anyone or anything but the beam in years and maybe can't anymore. The mind is also a muscle, and like any other, it atrophies if you don't use it. A pause. A click on the tape. Then, I'm not going to be able to finish. I'm disappointed, but not entirely surprised. This will have to be my last story, folks. I'm sorry. A low sound. A sipping sound, Susanna was quite sure. Ted having another drink of water. Have I told you that the Tyene don't need the thinking caps? They speak perfectly good English, and I've sensed from time to time that some have limited progging abilities of their own, can send and receive at least a little. But if you dip into them, you get these mind-numbing blasts of what sounds like mental static, white noise. I assumed it was some sort of protective device. Dinky believes it's the way they actually think. Either way, it makes it easier for them. They don't have to remember to put on hats in the morning when they go out.